A group of Catholics based in Boston has joined the growing chorus of those demanding the resignation of Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law. The action by the group Voice of the Faithful occurs as Law is in Rome consulting with the Vatican on his future and how to handle the clergy sex abuse scandal. NPR's Tovia Smith is in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Voice of the Faithful is hardly the first group to demand that Cardinal Law step down. Why is this significant?
Well, it's important because, first of all, this is a group of 25,000 Catholics nationwide, and these were Catholics who, until now, were looking to work with and within the hierarchy and were being kind of cautious and diplomatic. So last night when they called on Cardinal Law to resign, saying that his leadership was a, quote, moral cancer, that was a big step for them. It's also big because it comes as priests are beginning to come out against Cardinal Law as well. There are about 75 priests who've already called for the cardinal to step down. And tomorrow, the 300 members of the Boston Priest Forum will meet to talk about doing the same thing. And this is significant, of course, because it comes from within the clerical club itself, from priests who have all promised obedience and respect to their bishop. And this is seen as very big in Rome. If Vatican officials were somehow able to dismiss the rebellion among the laity as just a bunch of liberals trying to exploit this crisis to advance their own agenda, or as an invention of the media or anything else, dissenting priests is something that registers with the Vatican, and they can see that if a bishop has lost his priests, it's pretty hard to go on.
Well, Law's been in meetings at the Vatican for nearly a week now. Is there any word on whether he'll stay on or what his plans are?
Well, no one's talking on the record, and you can imagine that rumors are flying. Cardinal Law will see the Pope tomorrow, and even if he offers his resignation, as he reportedly did months ago, the Pope may not accept. First of all, there's a fear of setting that precedent with so many other bishops also facing a similar kind of heat around the country. And the Vatican never wants to look like it's caving into public pressure. And there's a sense that Law should clean up the mess that he made himself. But that said, the Pope may see things as having spun sufficiently out of control here, and he may accept a resignation, or he might appoint what's called a coadjutor, who would be Law's successor, but would serve alongside him for a while. Cardinal Law is also believed to be consulting with the Vatican on the possibility of bankruptcy. You recall that a committee in Boston has given him the okay to file for Chapter 11 protection as a way to handle all the hundreds of victims' legal claims at once. But Law still needs the okay of the Vatican to do it. And again, they are loath to set that precedent, and especially to allow the government and the public scrutiny of their finances that would come with bankruptcy.
There are reports that Law's been called to testify before a grand jury in Boston on possible criminal charges. What's that about?
The Boston Herald is reporting that this morning, that Law and seven other officials who used to serve in Boston, including some who are now bishops in New York and New Hampshire and elsewhere, have all been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury. Massachusetts Attorney General has been looking into possible criminal charges for many months on the theory that some of the officials acted as accessories before or after the fact in cases of abuse, or that they may have violated civil rights laws protecting children. But the Attorney General has said from the beginning that criminal charges would be very hard to make stick in Massachusetts. New Hampshire, on the other hand, has a child endangerment law on the books that Massachusetts does not have, and that made it easier to bring criminal charges against church officials there. Earlier this week, as you know, the New Hampshire diocese became the first in the nation to admit that it probably violated criminal law by failing to protect children.
The Reverend Paul Shanley, who is awaiting trial on charges of abuse, was released on $300,000 bail yesterday. Is that a factor in public attitudes in Boston?
It definitely is. Remember, Shanley went to jail 7 months ago after he pled not guilty to 10 counts of child rape, and he really is a kind of poster priest, if you will, for this whole scandal. The Boston Globe investigative team exposed him way back in January, and his story, along with that of another priest, John Gagan, really touched off this whole scandal. So when Shanley was released yesterday, there were protesters screaming at him and reporters chasing him, and his release really is more salt in the wound to victims. And it's also salt in the wound, I should just add here, that the constant deluge of new documents that are coming out almost every day now, detailing more and more sordid tales of sexual abuse and drugs and double lives of priests. So just when you thought the pressure on Cardinal Law really couldn't get any worse, it seems to be getting worse every day.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston.